Imagine this. You're planning a trip, but instead of you spending hours hunting for flights, hotels, all that stuff,
Sure.
your digital assistant just handles it all.
Right.
It compares prices, checks availability, manages the whole booking, right down to the payment.
Sounds
It
amazing.
sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi novel, doesn't it?
It really
But
does.
this future, where AI agents make purchases for us, it's actually far closer than we think. And it's raising some fascinating and maybe sometimes a little nerve-wracking questions about trust.
Yeah, what's truly fascinating here is how the entire landscape of online shopping, it's just on the brink of this profound transformation, all powered by these rapid advancements in AI.
Right.
So today we're diving into a deep dive on how these AI agents are set to become, well, proactive partners in our commerce, and maybe more importantly, how a critical hurdle, what we're calling the trust gap, is being addressed, specifically by Google's Agent Payments Protocol, or AP2.
AP2.
Got it.
So, our mission today is really to pull out the most important nuggets of insight from this groundbreaking article by Mbagu Media. We want to help you understand what this trust revolution means for your future online interactions. And
Exactly.
maybe more importantly, explore how we can ensure accountability when AI agents are, calling the shots. So you never have to second guess a digital purchase again,
Oh,
hopefully.
that's the goal.
Okay, so let's start with a scenario. One that might make your heart pound a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Imagine your AI assistant, right? It's diligently tasked with finding you a subscription for a new productivity app.
Okay.
You intended the, say, $49 basic tier, but somehow, oops, it inadvertently selects the $499 pro plan and completes the transaction.
Wow. Yeah, that's not
It's
ideal.
not just a minor glitch, right? That's a heart-stopping moment that really spotlights a gaping hole in how our current digital payment systems are set up for this age of AI.
Because they weren't built for this.
Exactly. They were designed for human interaction, for us to click confirm, not for autonomous agents making these kind of nuanced decisions.
And this instantly raises a huge question. Who is truly responsible when an AI makes a purchasing mistake like that?
Right.
Is it you, the user, who gave the initial instruction? Is it the developer of the AI? Or maybe the merchant whose platform processed the payment?
Yeah, who foots a bill?
Exactly. Without a robust mechanism to bridge this trust gap, a way to definitively prove intent and authorization, the widespread adoption of AI agents as shopping partners, well, it remains profoundly uncertain. The article makes it really clear that our current digital payment infrastructure, while, incredibly sophisticated for human
That's where
transaction,
it works fine for us.
it just lacks the inherent transparency and, crucially, the verifiable audit trails required to confidently delegate purchasing decisions to AI.
Yeah.
This void isn't just a technical inconvenience. The article argues it represents a fundamental roadblock. It's stopping us from unlocking the full potential of AI in streamlining our digital lives and commerce.
That's a powerful point. We absolutely need a system where we can say, without a doubt, yes, this is what I authorize.
Precisely.
So, okay, to tackle this profound trust problem head on, Google has developed something significant. You mentioned it, AP2, the Agent Payments Protocol. At its core, AP2 is an open, vendor-neutral specification. So think of it like creating a common language, a universal set of rules for AI agents to follow when they're making purchases.
A standard.
A standard, exactly. And this common ground is crucial. It allows any compliant AI agent to transact with any compliant merchant, regardless of the underlying tech they're built on.
Right, interoperability.
Yeah, it's essentially building the infrastructure for seamless, verifiable AI commerce.
And if we zoom out a bit, connect this to the broader landscape of AI interactions, AP2 strategically builds upon existing open protocols, things you might have heard of, like agent-to-agent or A2A.
Okay, what's that?
That basically allows AI agents to talk to each other seamlessly, share information, coordinate tasks. It also leverages the Model Context Protocol, MCP, which helps agents securely use external tools and access data they need.
Gotcha.
AP2 then steps in to handle the crucial money part of these interactions. It specializes specifically in the payment layer.
Makes sense.
So it standardizes the data formats, the cryptographic methods, the messaging required for secure and verifiable transactions, from your initial user intent, what you wanted,
Right.
all the way to the final payment confirmation. The ultimate goal here is to establish undeniable trust by providing cryptographically verifiable proof of user intent.
Proof? There's that word again.
Exactly. Creating a robust, auditable trail for every single step of the transaction. This ensures unprecedented clarity and accountability in these automated financial interactions.
That level of verifiable proof sounds like exactly what we need. And you mentioned at the very heart of AP2's trust-building mechanism is its innovative mandate system.
Yes, the mandates.
This system uses something called verifiable credentials, or VCs. Tell us about those.
So VCs are used to establish these cryptographically signed, tamper-evident records of transaction facts. It's not just like a fancy digital signature.
Okay.
It's about creating attestations, basically statements of fact that are highly secure and can be selectively shared.
Selectively shared. How so?
It means your bank or the merchant, they only see exactly what they need to process the payment, not your entire identity, not a whole stream of your data.
Ah, so better privacy too.
Huge for privacy. It provides irrefutable proof of your specific intent and approval at critical points in the purchasing process. It's a really big shift for privacy and trust in automated transactions.
Okay, so these mandates are key. How are they structured?
Absolutely. This mandate system is broken down into three core types, each serving a distinct purpose in the transaction journey.
All right.
First, we have the intent mandate. This is generated by you, the user, and it serves as a foundational instruction for your AI agent. Think of it like setting the digital ground rules before your AI even, you know, steps foot in the virtual store.
All right, setting the boundaries.
Precisely. It defines pre-approved operational boundaries, things like specific product categories you're interested in, maximum price limits for purchases, maybe even time constraints for making the purchase.
Like only by between 9 and 5.
Exactly. And because it's cryptographically signed by you, the user, this instruction clearly spells out exactly what your agent is allowed to do, like buy me a flight under $500 to somewhere warm this winter.
But definitely not a first-class ticket to Antarctica.
Exactly that. No surprise Antarctic adventures.
Okay, so that sets the guardrails for our agent. Makes sense. But what happens once the agent actually finds something it thinks we want to buy? How do we then explicitly say, yeah, okay, that looks right before it hits the button?
Good question. That's where the cart mandate comes into play.
Cart mandate, okay.
Right.
This mandate is generated when you explicitly approve a specific shopping cart presented by a merchant.
So I see the cart, I click approve.
Right. And it cryptographically links your direct approval to the exact items, their quantities, and the agreed upon prices. This really reinforces that crucial what you saw is what you paid principle. So for example, if your agent presents a cart with, say, a new pair of headphones, and you click approve, that cart mandate is the undeniable proof. Proof you saw those exact headphones at that exact price.
No ambiguity.
None. It ensures you are fully aware and in agreement with the transaction details right before payment happens.
It's a smart way to ensure clarity.
Yeah.
Love that. And then, okay, once we've approved the cart, how does all this verifiable info get communicated to the payment networks themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the actual money transfer can happen securely.
Right. The final step. Finally, the payment mandate serves to convey essential transaction information to the payment networks and the issuers, like your bank or credit card company. This includes crucial details about the agent's involvement, the specific way it facilitated the interaction, basically ensuring the payment processors have all the necessary context for secure and compliant transaction handling.
So they know an agent was involved.
Precisely. So together, these three mandates, intent, cart, and payment, form this robust, auditable chain of verifiable evidence.
It's a chain of proof.
Exactly. This chain unambiguously links your user authorization and approvals right to the final charge request. It ensures unparalleled transparency and accountability at every stage of an AI-driven transaction. It's a complete trustworthy record from your initial thought right down to the money leaving your account.
That whole mandate chain sounds incredibly robust for trust, for accountability. But, you know, when we're talking payments, privacy and security are just paramount.
Absolutely critical.
How does AP2 make sure sensitive financial details stay protected through all this? It's one thing to know your intent is recorded. It's another to know your credit card number isn't just floating around out there.
That's a critical point. And AP2 addresses this with a meticulously designed role-based architecture.
Role-based?
Yeah. It effectively separates concerns and minimizes data exposure. This architecture clearly defines key roles involved in the transaction. So you have the user, obviously, your user or shopping agent, the credentials provider.
Credentials provider, what's that?
That's typically your digital wallet. Think Google Pay, Apple Pay, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Then there's the merchant endpoint, the merchant payment processor, and the overarching network and issuer, like Visa or MasterCard.
Lots of different players.
Right. And this deliberate separation is critical because it ensures that sensitive financial data, like your full credit card number, remains securely contained within the trusted environment of your credentials provider, your digital wallet.
So the agent doesn't see my full card number.
Exactly. It's inaccessible to other intermediaries in the chain. Your agent, the merchant, other parties, they don't get access to your raw payment details.
That's huge for security.
It really is. Furthermore, AP2 thoughtfully supports two primary transaction flows, which accommodates different user preferences.
Okay.
There's the human present flow. That's for situations where you are actively involved in the final stages of a purchase.
Like clicking approve on the cart.
Exactly. Your explicit approval of that final cart triggers the cart mandate, giving you that last second confirmation.
Makes sense. What's the other one?
Then there's the human not present flow. This is optimized for scenarios where agents can act with a higher degree of autonomy.
Ah, the automated stuff.
Right. But crucially, within the clearly defined parameters of that pre-authorized intent mandate you set up earlier,
Okay. This
is particularly beneficial for, say, routine purchases, subscription renewals, time-sensitive transactions where you've already given very specific instructions.
So the human not present flow is for those set it and forget it situations, but crucially, with those verifiable guardrails already in place, that really boosts convenience.
Exactly. That's the key. This inherent flexibility allows AP2 to accommodate all sorts of user preferences and transaction types. Daily grocery orders, renewing a streaming service, you name it.
Right.
All while consistently maintaining robust security through that cryptographic verification at each crucial stage. The protocol's design fundamentally prioritizes minimizing the exposure of sensitive personal and financial data. It's really about giving users peace of mind in this new era of automated commerce.
Okay, so Google isn't just, you know, proposing this idea on paper. They're actively building the digital highway for it, essentially.
They really are putting resources behind it.
Yeah, they're fostering adoption of AP2 by providing comprehensive open source resources for developers. It's pretty significant. Mm. This includes detailed reference documentation, a Python types package, practical runnable samples. They even show how to integrate cryptocurrency payments and leverage Android's digital payment capabilities.
Covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, and it's intentionally framework agnostic, which is a strategic choice, right? Aimed at promoting broad integration across the diverse tech landscape of e-commerce.
Absolutely. They want everyone to be able to use it.
They're truly trying to make it easy for anyone to jump on board.
And stepping back for a moment, a core tenet of AP2, as we've discussed, is that unwavering commitment to privacy and security, achieved through that careful role separation and the strategic use of verifiable credentials.
Right.
But what's truly significant here, and maybe underappreciated, is Google's ecosystem readiness efforts.
What do you mean?
Well, think about the challenge of getting dozens, maybe hundreds of different companies, payment networks, tech vendors, merchants, digital wallets to all agree on and adopt a new protocol.
Yeah, that sounds like herding cats.
It can be. But Google is actively engaging in collaborations with over 60 organizations, including major players like Visa, MasterCard, various financial institutions, tech vendors.
Wow. Okay. So broad buy-in is key.
It's vital. A payment protocol is only useful if everyone, or at least most players, actually use it. That's how you create a unified and trustworthy ecosystem.
Makes sense.
The article also emphasizes that AP2 champions this principle of determinism over inference.
Determinism over inference. Okay. Break that down.
It basically means that transactions are based on clear, verifiable facts and the mandates, rather than probabilistic assumptions.
Ah, so no guesswork.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Instead of your AI agent guessing based on probabilities that you probably meant to buy the regular plan.
Like in our scary example earlier.
Right. AP2 requires that digital receipt of your explicit intention via the mandates. No more AI made a mistake, so who pays? Scenarios, ideally.
Okay, that clarity is crucial.
For sure. Furthermore, that complete mandate chain provides a robust, auditable trail of evidence, which will be invaluable for dispute resolution processes.
If something does go wrong.
Exactly. So with a clear roadmap and this level of industry buy-in, AP2 seems exceptionally well-positioned to enable a future where AI agents can confidently and securely facilitate transactions, fundamentally transforming online commerce into something more efficient and, importantly, more trustworthy.
That's an impressive vision for sure. But, you know, like any groundbreaking innovation, AP2, while it sounds incredibly powerful, it must come with its own set of strengths and maybe present certain challenges too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's probably not a magic bullet, right? But it certainly sounds like a huge leap forward.
It definitely is. And you're right to ask about both sides. On the strength side, AP2 clearly provides that standardized framework, establishes verifiable user intent and accountability for AI-driven transactions. That directly addresses the critical trust gap we identified at the start.
Right, the core problem.
The innovative mandate system, with its cryptographically verifiable proof of user intent and approval, ensures unprecedented clarity. It should help prevent disputes before they even start.
Proactive problem solving.
Exactly. The role-based architecture effectively separates concerns and protects sensitive data by keeping it within those secure credentials providers, bolstering privacy.
Privacy and security. Check.
And finally, those flexible transaction flows, human present, human not present, they provide incredible versatility. You get user control when you want it, full automation when you prefer, catering to diverse needs.
Those strengths are really compelling, especially for peace of mind. But you mentioned challenges. What are some of the hurdles AP2 might face as it rolls out and matures? I mean, integrating a whole new payment protocol can't be a simple flip of a switch.
You're absolutely right. It's a major undertaking. One significant challenge is just that existing payment systems fundamentally weren't designed for autonomous AI agents.
The legacy systems.
Exactly. This leads to inherent uncertainty and error resolution, even with AP2. If something goes wrong, the current systems don't have clear pathways for determining fault between an AI, a user, or a merchant. AP2 aims to fix this with the mandate chain, but integrating it into that legacy world is a hurdle.
Okay, so there's an integration challenge.
Definitely. Also, the very complexity involved in generating and managing multiple mandates, intent, cart, payment, might require fairly sophisticated agent logic from developers.
So it might be complex behind the scenes.
It could potentially add a layer of friction, maybe not for the end user directly, but certainly in the development and potentially the speed or resource use of the agents, especially in the early days.
That's interesting. So while the system is designed to simplify transactions for users on the surface, there could be a learning curve or increased complexity for the AI agents themselves or, well, the developers building them.
Precisely. And ensuring a really clear definition and consistent adherence to trust boundaries between all the different roles in the architecture, user, agent, provider, merchant, that's crucial for security. Any ambiguity there could potentially create vulnerabilities.
Got to keep those roles distinct.
Absolutely. And for human not present flows, in particular, robust user-defined parameters are just non-negotiable.
Those intent mandates need to be solid.
Exactly. Setting those initial intent mandates clearly and intuitively for the user will be absolutely key to prevent unintended actions. If it's too complex, people won't use it or they'll set it up wrong.
Right. Ease of use meets security.
And finally, just achieving truly universal adoption and consistent implementation across all the incredibly diverse participants in the global e-commerce landscape.
Yeah, from tiny startups to massive corporations.
Exactly. That will be an ongoing effort. It requires sustained collaboration, clear incentives, and probably quite a bit of time.
Okay, so ultimately, Google's Agent Payments Protocol, AP2, it isn't just an upgrade to existing payment systems. It really sounds like a foundational protocol for a future where AI agents act as trusted, accountable partners in our daily financial lives.
That's a great way to put it. Foundational.
It directly addresses that critical trust gap, paving the way for more automated, personalized, and hopefully secure shopping experience. Ensuring that digital autonomy is balanced with verifiable accountability, it really feels like it shifts the paradigm.
It absolutely does. And maybe this raises an important question for you, the listener, to consider. As these AI agents become more sophisticated, more integrated into our lives, how will your personal intent mandates evolve?
Mm.
Will you delegate more authority, or maybe less, to your digital assistants? And how will this verifiable accountability actually change your relationship with technology and with commerce itself?
Interesting.
It signals a future where AI can indeed handle complex tasks like shopping on our behalf, hopefully with the assurance that your intent is protected and your financial security is paramount.
Something profound to mull over as you navigate your next online purchase, whether you're clicking the button yourself or maybe your AI is.
Indeed.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.